True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
38-14, that's good, but it was against the Browns. 27-34, 29-19, and 32. A lot of 20s, a couple 30s in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you add that up, and I just realized I didn't even include the playoff game in there, so I got to do this again. That alone comes out to 27 points per game that they're allowing. 27 points from the highest paid defense in the NFL. All right, so let me add the playoff game. They gave up, what, 28 in that game to Baltimore? Okay, so that's their last nine games. Still a half season. 27.222 points per game.
Where would that rank for the entire year among NFL teams extrapolated out?
It would rank 30th. The only teams last year that gave up more than 27.2 points per game were the Carolina Panthers, who gave up the most in NFL history per game at 31.4, and the Dallas Cowboys, 27.5. That's nine games.
And it costs
$158 million, man.
I know. It's not, yeah, it's, I told you.
What that, do you mean every once in a while we've had a stinker? It's like stink. You've got a Mark, it's like it's Mark more like every, kid it's more size like, stinker.
It's more like every once in a while you have a good game again on that side of the ball. I told you that the Jets game felt like one of those movie sequels in a franchise where they pick up the sequel immediately where the last movie left off, like it's a real-time continuation.
Donnie, that's did you it know it was like. That bad?
No, I didn't. That's pretty eye-opening. And it would be 30th in the league, you said?
Yes. It'd that's be the horrendous. Worst in the AFC. Hey, we killed the Bengals defense. The Bengals defense last year allowed 25.5 points per game. The Steelers over the last nine are 2 points worse than that. With everybody, I mean, you had Watt get hurt in there and bang up his ankle. But, I mean, that's just, I can't.
You have so many other guys besides Watt who are well compensated because the presumption is they're going to lead to a very good defense, and they're not. They're just, they look like a team that is A, at times not well coached, B, just loses physical battles. And maybe this is the thing, because it's, technically, Mike Tomlin, it's Mike Tomlin's defense, and we know that, but technically, Austin is the defensive coordinator, and we know he's never going to rock the boat. Do we have any idea if they ever freshen up their scheme? Like, what exactly they do to invent new challenges for offenses? I'm serious about this. So when you hear about, like, a Vic Fangio defense or a Brian Flores defense.
Or even the guy they're playing on Sunday, Mike McDonald is known as an innovator.
Although, who's the guy they have running his defense? Tomlin likes him a lot,
too. Leslie Frazier.
There's a different guy maybe I'm thinking of. Who's Minter running?
Minter's the Chargers.
Okay, thank you. Got those two West Coast teams crossed up. Okay, Frazier's been around forever, too, obviously. But, like, when you hear about Flores talked about, when you hear about Vic Fangio get talked about, they seem to always be like, I watch all those film guys that try to break it down and explain that kind of stuff to the layman.
Yeah.
And just tell you, like, what are the trends in the NFL? Like, these are the people, just Pony, to put it in very simple terms, who brought up, like, hey, you know why Patrick Mahomes isn't Patrick Mahomes anymore? Because everyone runs too high safeties against him and all that stuff. When do we ever hear about, oh, yeah, this is the Steelers' defense, this is what they're known for?
I mean, it felt...
And this is also something that's changing on the fly.
It felt like heaven and earth needed to be moved for T.J. Watt to flip sides
right?
of the field for a handful of snaps.
And they used to get a ton of credit for the actual scheme itself, which was credit by extension given to Mike, that he must have seen something and he never said anything about it, and they were very coy, but that they had Lamar Jackson figured out where everyone else didn't.
Yep.
Until Lamar, as some very astute people pointed out, not me, I'm not trying to lead the people in that direction because I didn't say this.
And don't bring up Dick LeBeau against Tim
I'm
Tebow.
Not. Until he saw them twice in a year. That remember, that was the big rub. He never sees them twice in a year, so he's never had a chance to play them post-adjustments. It happened last year. And guess what he did in the second regular season game? Tore him up. And then guess what he did in the playoff game? Tore him up worse.
I just don't see... I don't know how much longer you can have it set up this way, where Tomlin calls the defense does less with more, and the defensive coordinator is just some puppet. That's got, like, it probably won't, because we've seen this.
They love it, though, as an organization to obfuscate who's actually making certain decisions. They do. They love the idea that on defense and to an extent on offense, you know who the coordinators are. And we know Arthur Smith actually runs the offense, but Aaron Rodgers has a big hand and Mike makes big global decisions. They love as an organization to obscure who actually should be the target.
I asked the question straight up. Who designs the Steelers defense? You know what I got back? One word. T-O-M-L-I-N. Period.
What I would have liked to have
right
had
there.
You ask from that
Tomlin.
Person.
Who designs it? Mike.
Okay, I would have loved a follow-up question from you to this random person. Does Mike change the defense very often? How often does Mike do new things? I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Because I've always heard that he knows what he's doing, obviously, and he has like good conceptual thoughts, but that a lot of it is, here is my defense. Hey, players, if you run it at top speed, you will be better than the offense that's trying to beat you.
Just funny hearing Austin say, you know, I got to make better calls and get these guys in position where they need to be. That's where I come in.
I just hate that there's no delegation.
No, it's not. You're a stooge.
They've underperformed as a defense when
you're
it was
a total
supposed
stooge.
To be, when it was supposed to be a young, cheap defense. A la the Chiefs of a couple years back, where they were going to draft players and they were going to get Spagnuolo to get the most out of them, and that was going to counterbalance all the money spent on offense. When they had that with the Killer Bees, it never worked out, and that was one of the big reasons.
Yep.
Now they've tried to build it the reverse. They don't spend a ton of money on offense. Even now with Aaron Rodgers, they spend all this money on this side, and it's also not working out. Seems to me that that would be a pretty big indictment of the overall philosophy and of the guy we know is running it all the time.
I'm with you, man. Let's get the Terrell Austin's. This is actually for him. You know, again, the guy that has to answer to someone. So, you know, he needs permission to say things that are kind of a little bit out there. Here he is on YA Black, and he comes right out and says, we're going to see something different from YA Black against the Seahawks on Sunday. Hit it, Donnie.
I do. I think that. You know, we've seen really good progress from him, and I think as the season goes, he'll continue to get better and grow, and we'll find a place for him because he can do a nice job in there. Sometimes young guys, you don't want to overload them early and have them fail. You want to have them get them to have some success and then grow them from there.
He said, I do, because the question was, do you see him playing more against the Seahawks? And he flat out said, I do. What he didn't say there is Isaiah Loudermilk played about half the game and didn't register a single stat. So, yeah, I think it's time.
I didn't think YA Black looked that good either. I'm hoping it was just first real game stuff. I mean, I saw him getting pushed around more in one regular season game than I thought I saw all preseason.
Well, yeah, because he was Warren Sapp. He was
Green
in the preseason.
He's definitely the guy I want to see out there more than Loudermilk. I just did not. It was a bummer just seeing him light people up in the preseason and then not be able to carry over some of that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The regular season.
Check out Starkey Sands Pomp every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry contest. Run Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Youth football huge here, and we are going out to games. We're filming your games. We're putting together highlights of your games. We are showing the great Little League football players and teams in town as part of our youth football showcase with special visits from our staff. We could be coming to a game near you. Do you want us there? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info. Potential dates, details, 937thefan.com now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Coming up in 15 minutes, PM Team Power Rankings. Top five backyard brawl memories. Adam Crowley isn't making this list, so I think number one is an obvious one. A lot of candidates for two through five, though, that we will delve into coming up.
I feel like I'm writing down like very specific like moment in time things, and I'm wondering if I'm doing the exercise correctly.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, it's your power ranking list, Malzi, so do it the way you want to do it.
Okay.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find KDK TV's Bob Pompiani, one half of the Pomp and Joe Show, nightly sports call heard most evenings here on The Fan, including tonight. And Sunday, he will have Steelers coverage with the Extra Point Show on, I believe, KDK Plus this week, because Channel 2 will have the Colts and Broncos game at 4:05. Bob, do I have all that right?
Giddy up, giddy up. Yes, you do.
Yeah. Joe Kopp will be tuning in, no doubt, to the Colts-Broncos game, the former Cook and Joe producer. That's okay. All
yes,
right.
Horse will be interested.
In a battle of horses, Colts and Broncos. All right, Bob. Tyreek Hill, Mike Florio joined us yesterday, said the Steelers are interested. He went on Rich Eisen today and said the same thing. The Steelers are interested. Let's just start with that alone first. Why are the Steelers interested in Tyreek Hill?
Well, it's obvious speed, you know, what he's done, although he hasn't done it in like a year and a game yet, over the last how many games he's played down there. They've had all sorts of trouble, and he's part of it. But it's just the enticement of knowing that he has that ability to break the game open and would serve as a compliment, although I would caution that Calvin Austin's done a pretty good job when given opportunities for now. I don't think this is anything that's imminent. If they are serious about bringing him in, it could be a trade deadline sort of situation, seeing how things go. But quite frankly, I mean, they have to be concerned with the most recent domestic charges, even though he denies them all. It came at a time when, you know, the last thing you want to do is see that stuff. But also, you know, it just seems to me that he's one of these guys, though. He does well when he goes to a new team, when they think they're contenders. But when he goes to a place that things struggle and break apart, then he's a big part of the breaking apart.
Bob, what do you think? I agree with that, by the way, that he's kind of situation dependent. What do you think it says about Roman Wilson specifically? I know Calvin Austin was good, but the idea that they're interested, what do you think it says about last year's third round pick?
Well, it says they haven't seen enough, and I know he didn't get targeted, but that's a statement on it to itself there. I think the fact that he, in that game, when they were going to pass the ball, and they passed the ball more than they ran the ball, which means they had opportunities for a lot of people, although it's only one game, Chris, so what I'll say on that is that Darnell Washington wasn't featured in that department either. I still think they have a plan for him, I hope in the red zone, but it means that he hasn't shown enough to get an opportunity to jump ahead of Calvin Austin for now. And given all their potential options at receiver, and that includes the tight ends, that he's just not going to get that opportunity. If they get into a game, I think this week, where they have more time of possession and are in front, that may change.
Bob, Terrell Austin talked today, and he said of the game against the Jets, quote, every now and then you have a stinker like that. Do you agree with Austin that we should give the defense some grace because maybe like you on the first tee, everybody's allowed a mulligan, a shank drive?
Like me? Well, if anything, I may shank it, but I also may.
I've heard that that's a policy at Chartiers, Bob. I've heard that Chartiers has an occasional informal but somewhat formal breakfast ball policy on the first tee.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you got to start out in a good way. And listen, if you didn't have a chance to go to the range, you know how this goes. Somebody may not, so you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, in this case, this has been more of a trend than it is a one-game, aberration. They have not shut the run down well at all, dating back to last year, and this just cannot happen, given how they're going to play. So, you may call it a mulligan if you want. I call it a trend, and I think, honestly, they have to stop it. And they got a good test this week. Because they got two guys who are going to come in here and run the football. That's what they do. We'll see, where that takes them with Kenny Walker.
And who are those two guys?
Kenny Walker and Charbonnet.
What was that last name again?
Charbonnet, whatever.
No, you're right. I feel like you like saying his name. That's why I did that. But that's...
It's like a Ron Burgundy thing. Charbonnet.
Yeah, I thought Bob was going to
put... Robert Goulet.
I thought Bob was going to put a little more zest into that one.
Well, I didn't know why you were asking, but I have favorite names in sports that I like to accentuate. He's not one of them yet, but if he becomes a better player, he probably will.
What is your
favorite
name?
How about Anthony Beauvillier?
Anthony Beauvillier, and it's just, again, it has one of those flows to it. Anthony Beauvillier. I mean, he's one of those guys who should be able to do well, and he's got that name that I think if he's single, I don't know if he is or isn't, looking on a date, hi, I'm Anthony Beauvillier. That works.
For some reason, Bob, I just am compelled to read this YouTube comment to you just in light of what you were just saying. It just said, Pomp has definitely asked for Grey Poupon at some point, like in the commercials. Just with you talking all flowing like this. Excuse me, sir, Mr. Beauvillier, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yes, and I think he would probably appreciate the Grey Poupon.
I wanted to get your take on this. The one thing we know about this Seattle defense is that defensive line can wreck games. Their front seven, but especially the line. What is the Bob Pompiani concern level about Broderick Jones one week in?
Ooh.
Well, it has to be on high alert just because of what happened last week. And I realize he went up against some pretty good players, but they got just as good players on. In fact, I think Seattle's defense all totaled is better than the Jets' defense. So I think they're going to – they made life tough on San Francisco last week until the very end. So I would be a big concern. And I wonder if they're going to help him out in any way over on that side just because it appears he does need help for now. So they need to protect Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we've talked about that all summer long and into this camp and now. And if they don't, those hits that he took, that especially like that high low one last, I mean, that could be devastating. So they can't afford to have that happen. So to me, it's you know, high alert kind of status with him.
Bob, what is more likely this weekend? Pitt gets upset by West Virginia or the Steelers get beat by the Seahawks?
What is more likely? I would say the Seahawks.
Really?
Or a better bet. Yeah, I just don't think – I've been very – unimpressed with West Virginia, and I watched a little bit of their game against Ohio, and Pitt looks good so far. I would be shocked if West Virginia won that game, just by what I've seen in the first few weeks here. I think Seattle, like any NFL team, if they put together a good game, and they can, and we've seen the Steelers trip up every now and then at home against teams you think they beat, so probably that would I would see that before I would see West Virginia somehow beating Pitt.
Do you expect a lot more Darnell Washington in this game, Bob, since he was non-existent?
Yes,
since you mentioned him, what you mentioned him when I brought up Roman Wilson.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, again, it's a big target, and it seems like he doesn't have to have a whole bunch of targets. He just needs ones that are meaningful in bigger situations. And again, I keep citing the red zone because I want big guys. Metcalf's big, Freiermuth's big, he's big. You know, they have people who can get position on, and Rodgers is good enough to put it wherever he has to. So only they have a legitimate chance of catching the ball. So I hope so. I think he's a big target. I'd like to see them use him. Not a whole bunch, but enough.
What is the final score of Steelers Seahawks, and who is the Steelers MVP in the game?
23-17 Steelers will win this one. It'll be close, I think, most of the game, but they'll win it late. And I think I'm going to go in offensively. I'm going to think the player's going to have a good game this week is Jaylen Warren. I got to believe that they're going to run the ball, make a commitment to it more so. And I think they're going to have some play designs that will get him going. And so I think he's going to have a big game.
There you go. Bob Papiani. Check him out also on Pitt pregame for the Backyard Brawl beginning at 12:30 here on the Fan Saturday afternoon. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, sir, Jets. You guys have a good day. It's beautiful. Enjoy it.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. There's something that I saw during that interview that I just didn't feel like I wanted to bring it up with Bob on the line, because I just think he's too classy.
Okay.
Why are people throwing sex toys on the field at NFL games? It happened at the Browns game. It happened at the Monday Night Football game. These people are stuffing these things into their pants or jackets or pockets.
Weren't they throwing them on the court at WNBA games over and over again?
Yeah. There's like an epidemic in this country of this happening right now.
Now, is this like the, I think it's called the Streisand effect, where it's actually not happening that much, but if you mention it, everyone will pay attention and do it even more?
What are you trying to do? Like, make me complicit in this happening? If it happens at the Steelers game on Sunday, you're going to blame me?
No, I'm not going to blame you, but is this a thing we should just try not to acknowledge here, lest it start happening even more?
Well, I didn't want to acknowledge it, but it...
Copycat dildo throwers? Wait, am I allowed to say that? I guess.
You did.
Yeah.
Did you dump it, Don?
Should I have?
Nah, I think we're okay.
I think that's not one of George Carlin's words you can't say. I think I'm just cutting right to the point of what they're throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's called, right?
There's not...
I mean, it's not like it's some slang term.
No. You're, I mean, I think sex toy is like the safe generic. I went a little more specific.
That's got to be a lifetime ban if they catch you.
No,
you can't
come
throw
on.
Stuff on. You're throwing stuff on the field, Chris.
Lifetime
you can't
ban
throw
should
stuff
be,
on the field.
Lifetime ban should be for the guy, like the indefinite ban for that Buffalo fan who shoved Jackson.
So what do you think should be the punishment then?
I don't know, like a season ban.
That's it? You come back for the opener next year, you can do it again?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this was fun. Ranking the top five backyard brawl memories. And this was a list that took me some time to get to five on, because there's so many great ones over the 100-plus year history of these two teams butting heads. And it'll happen again Saturday down in Morgantown, and then it'll go on hiatus for a little bit and come back. So let's get to it. Top five backyard brawl memories. Number five for me, I was there, but then Amanda got a little too lubed up, so we left. But somehow, because when we left, we got back in time to pretty much watch the entire fourth quarter from our couch downstairs, and that included the very memorable 56-yard interception pick six for touchdown to win it for Pitt. I have MJ Devonshire's pick six and the renewal of the backyard brawl as my fifth moment, my fifth best moment in backyard brawl history.
You know what's weird? It's number five on my list too. Here's my favorite part about that play. Sometimes like great camel work and just, you know, the television viewing experience can enhance something. And this was one of those times. He picked the ball off, and whoever it was on the like operating the camera or the director for ESPN, do you remember, Pony, they zoom the camera out almost so that as he's curling into the end zone untouched and it's like an obvious walk-in touchdown, they zoomed out just enough so that you could see the student section going completely berserk.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
That is a great, great, one of the best shots, like individual pictures of a Pitt game at Akershur Stadium that I have ever seen. Like that, that's burned into my brain is him crossing the goal line while that wide shot goes, and there are just Pitt fans delirious in the stands.
What is number four for old Mulsey?
I'm going to go back to 1997, believe it or not. Walt Harris's first season at Pitt.
Yeah.
They pulled off a huge upset earlier that year against Miami on Thursday Night Football, And then to get bowl eligible, they went to the Liberty Bowl and I believe got destroyed by Southern Miss is my off-the-cuff memory. But Pitt beat West Virginia 41-38 in three overtimes. Mark Bulger passed for 348, but Terry Murphy had just an outrageous game for Pitt. Another, he was like before Latif Grimm even and Antonio Bryant, but Terry Murphy was a pretty solid receiver, had a huge game, I believe had a big catch late in that game to even get it to overtime, a touchdown, might have been a fourth down play. I was watching it at my grandma's house in Cleveland for some reason.
Is she still with us?
I mean, yes, it was her house then. It was 97.
Is she still around now?
Oh, she's still, no. She, my grandma was alive now. She'd be 108. She'd be older than Sister Jean.
What was her name?
Helen.
Helen?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
My grandma Helen. She was awesome. The best. Probably did not care about that game. It was like me, my dad, and my brother watching it. But I remember that vividly because that was the year Pitt stopped being horrible. That was like, what, a year removed from Ohio State beating them 72 to nothing?
And then Pete Gonzalez like had a cup of coffee with the Steelers after that,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. So I remember that game vividly, even though I know that's not
I didn't put that on my list, but I get it. I mean, that's why I said some of these moments for me were tough to come up with what I wanted to do here. So that one just barely gets to...
It was also like
edged out.
It was also like a legitimately terrific football game. Like it was just your classic back and forth college game. So that's another reason. I remember pretty vividly at 12 years old watching it going, this is an awesome game.
Donnie, number three for you, my friend.
This one probably goes a little bit higher if Pitt ends up winning the game. It's also one of my first like live viewing memories of the Backyard Brawl. Unfortunately, just a footnote in the game, an epic footnote, but Pitt ends up losing the game by multiple scores in the end. The Darrell Revis punt return in 2006.
Yes.
I think it's one of the best individual plays of this rivalry, I think.
How did I forget that? I was in college. I was on West College Avenue, 632 West College Avenue, getting absolutely sloshed on a Thursday night. Was it a Thursday night game? Yeah.
Yes.
It was, right?
Yep.
I only took classes 2 days a week at Penn State. I stacked my schedule so I only had Tuesday, Thursday, and I went from 8 to 5 like it was a like I was working a job basically and just doing 10 hours of school. And so every Thursday started my weekend, and we were drinking gin and tonics, vodka tonics, things of that nature. What a play. What an unbelievable block. Derek Kinder blocked half the state of West Virginia.
So
love it.
Number two for me is probably not on either one of your lists because I went into the Wayback Machine here, the time machine.
Okay.
1976 season. I've watched this game. It's on YouTube. Championship season. They play West Virginia late in the season. Pitt is ranked number one in the country. Mm-hmm. They win the game 24-16 against a mediocre West Virginia game. It's famous for a couple of things involving Tony Dorsett. He had 38 carries for 199 and 3 touchdowns in the game, mm-hmm. for starters. He, on a play late in the game, set the all-time record for rushing yards in a college career. West Virginia took great exception with this, the way that they were trying to get him the record, that there was a brawl that started that you can go back and watch on YouTube with several Myles Garrett moments in there where guys were taking their helmets off and using them as weapons against each other. People getting kicked in the face, cleats,
probably a lot
jerseys
of
getting ripped off, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it's the greatest Pitt football season probably of all time. And it was the Backyard Brawl when Pitt was ranked number one and Dorsett went for 203 touchdowns and set the all-time rushing record. I got to put that one in there as an homage to his all-time greatness and an incredible moment in Pitt history.
All right, I've got number one then.
Yep.
Honorable mention, I had it at number one, and then I'm moving it off the list here.
Altogether from one
no,
to...
Just to slide it to two if you want to in a sense. I'm just going to make a quick note of, I still love Wani's fake punt theatrics in the 13-9 game.
Yep.
He's on crutches. They fail to get it on third and short. I've heard from a ton of Pitt people that he was going to fake this punt the whole time.
Yep.
He is standing there with his crutches freaking out while he's in the headset, like calling for the fake punt, but gesticulating. The acting job from Wani is just wonderful there. And then obviously it worked. I'm going number one, though, because I saw this this morning and I hadn't seen it or sought it out all week or really in years. My number one moment in this Brawl classic, this great rivalry, is Rich Rod's presser after they lost the 13-9 game. Because I am firmly in the camp of when your team wins, it's sweet, but there's nothing sweeter than seeing your hated enemy really have to eat crap. He sounds like a completely broken human being. He like can't really gather himself. He gives this like absolutely crappy ass opening statement where he can barely talk.
Yep.
Then he looks down, realizes he's got to do Q&A and goes, any questions? and it just has the most hangdog pathetic expression. And then he bolted like a coward.
Yeah.
I love that. I love his misery here.
Donnie, what was one for you?
I mean, just 13-9 in general. Like, I don't know if you're looking at this from
the referees having West Virginia uniforms on and just continually calling holding penalties that didn't exist.
Yeah, like the phantom holding call and Shady McCoy's touchdown run.
Oh, yeah.
Pitt should have won the game, like, going away. That's the funniest part.
Yeah, they should have. That game could have been easily like a 3-score game.
I hate to do this to the guy, but one of my indelible images, there's a few negative ones. There's more negative West Virginia plays than positive Pitt plays. So I could have gone with either chip shot missed by McAfee or lumped them in together, and then just Pat White's injury.
Yeah, jacked up his thumb, I think.
And he's like gripping tape on the sideline.
Wasn't
to try
there a
to get
big controversy
back?
Saying that they should have just kept him out and not tried to go back to him?
Owen Schmidt has basically painted him out as a big baby for not playing in that game from beginning to end.
Well, I think Owen Schmidt, though, could have probably had his ankle hanging off of the rest of his leg and he'd have just kept going out there.
Another one I thought of that I didn't include was the 2011 game I was at in Morgantown when it was Geno Smith for West Virginia against Tino Cinceri, Todd Graham, and Pitt. And Tavon Austin caught a touchdown pass in like the final minute to win it for West Virginia. They were losing.
Okay.
And then I went to that press conference afterwards, and Todd Graham made it sound like it was all Cinceri's fault. He was the worst quarterback of all time.
Oh, yeah, he would, like, routinely kill.
I've never heard a quarterback get thrown under the bus.
I kind of remember
that. In a game where, like, look, the guy wasn't great.
Were those the Geno teams where they were scoring, like, 63 points routinely? Was that the year? They had a year in the Big 12 where they were just scoring insane. They had a 70-63 game against Baylor,
I think. Yeah, that was more the next year. But I think two games after they scored, after they beat Pitt, they scored, like, what, 70 points versus Clemson in the Orange Bowl or something
that? Oh, yeah, they filled it up against Clemson. Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, I am remembering that Graham press conference after the game. It was one of the most savage. Like, usually in college, there was that gentleman sort of thing where you don't totally crush the player. The coaches are making so much money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, like, backed up the bus after he ran Tino over with it and then just kept backing it up over him.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.